Welcome to the next edition of Portable Practical Pediatrics. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin. Thank you for joining me today. Well, I read many articles about child health, and one that caught my eye recently came from a weekly newsletter that is created by the staff of fellow North Carolina pediatricians at the Salisbury Pediatric Associates. The article that I'm going to discuss today was written by pediatrician Dr. Chris Magrata. In it, he posted 10 goals for parents and children for the new year. And I thought his goals were so useful, practical, and full of wisdom that I wanted to share them with you. I think each of Dr. Magrata's goals will help you kick off the new year in a great direction for both you and your family. So here goes, straight from Dr. Magrata in his own words. I hope you find it as inspiring as I do.
It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's Portable, Practical Pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
I'm going to read to you Dr. Magrata's 10 personal and collective goals he thinks we should all set for both ourselves and our families that he laid out in his December 11th, 2017 post. So here goes as I read from the newsletter. Quote, what are some goals that we can set for personal and collective growth this year? Number one, I think that meditation/prayer is a unique human need to balance and calm the modern monkey mind of negativity and self-doubt. The world will not get less complex or easier from a stress perspective. Let us teach our kids how to balance at young ages. Number two, let us spend much time teaching our children to see the individual first and not the peripheral biased opinions of color, creed, or gender. Expect people to be good until they prove you right or wrong. Make it a point to be nice to anyone who is unlike you. Make others feel accepted. That pay it forward attitude can only grow. Number three, keep working hard on your family's eating habits with the goal of moving towards a whole food, limited refined foods, organic local farm fresh diet. Number four, exercise as a family daily. Family walks are a favorite in our house as it offers collective conversation, movement, and unity all at once. Number five, say you're sorry when you mess up. Let your kids know that you're human. Perfection is unattainable and anxiety over it is unnecessary. Parenting is very, very difficult for me, and I'm supposed to be an expert. Do your best and love yourself and your kids daily, especially in the storm. Number six, read as a family every night. Try to keep screens off during the school week. Sunday night at 5 until Friday night at 5 is a 120-hour period of family time uninterrupted by the screen babysitter. Please do not bring your phone, iPad, or other device to the dinner table ever. It hurts me to see kids on screens at dinner, siloed in their lost world of useless games. Number seven, consider joining a mission trip, a community or church giving experience to teach your family the act of giving and living with others regardless of who they are. Number eight, aim to sleep in adequate amounts nightly. Consider melatonin if you have trouble falling asleep. And remember, avoid screens at night. Number nine, Spend time with an elder person to tap their wisdom. Exchange conversant energy and be a part of their life. And finally, number 10, keep setting goals and aiming higher over time. You are worth a moonshot every year. One of the things I really enjoy about Dr. Magrata's perspective is his sense of optimism and understanding that we are, to a large degree, in control of our children's health by the decisions we make about their nutrition, sleep habits, exercise frequency, screen time, attitude toward life, and their mindset, their overall worldview. He doesn't dwell on negativity, but rather stresses what positive actions parents and children can do to make their lives better and more meaningful. What could be timelier than to consider Dr. Magrata's 10 goals for 2018? Let's all try and live them, shall we? I know I will. Thank you for sharing a few minutes with me today to discuss your children's health and well-being. If you enjoy exploring pediatrics with PEDcast, please take a moment to consider writing a review on iTunes, my Facebook page, or by subscribing to my blog at www.docsmo.com. Oh, and of course, you can receive Salisbury Pediatric Associates' weekly newsletter with Dr. Magrata's comments free by subscribing on their website. I'm sure you'll be glad you did. Well, if you have questions about a specific pediatric topic, don't forget to explore my 7 years of posts on a wide variety of child health and wellness topics, all free for the taking. Just simply do a search on the homepage of my blog, Portable Practical Pediatrics, and you're there. It's that simple. Well, this is Dr. Paul Smolin, still recording in Studio 1E. That's the first child's bedroom on the east side of my house, hoping that you can rock and roll with your 2018 family goals. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child,